Jesus died thy soul to win. Nay, it was grace and grace alone
that brought him from his heavenly throne.
Good morning. And greetings from your fellow Christians and Lutherans in Florida, and especially from Peace Lutheran Church in Kissimmee, Florida. Grace and mercy and peace from God be yours. The word of God for today is Romans 7, verse 24 through Romans 8, verse 1. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. Students, faculty and staff of Bethany Lutheran College and Seminary, and especially all of you being honored today for your years of service here at Bethany. Not too long ago, I followed up on a family which had visited our worship service, and the mom told me that her teenage daughter was extremely bothered by the fact that when we confessed our sins, we said, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you. And she did not believe, her daughter did not want to think of herself as a miserable, wretched sinner. Or a miserable anything. And who of us does? Really, none of us wants to think of ourselves as miserable wretches. Why, we're some of the finest people in Mankato right now. I would say maybe in the country, maybe in the world. We are the great citizens of the world. We have it together. We're responsible people. We care about doing our jobs. We love our college and seminary. We worship God. We do all those things. I wouldn't mind having any of you as my neighbors, I don't think. I would love to visit across the fence with you. I would love to share my tools with you, maybe borrow yours. We might even need a cup of sugar at our house, and we could borrow a cup from you, and you could borrow it back someday. And we could work together here at Bethany College and Seminary, and we could have a great time doing it. With that in mind, it is pretty depressing to say from the heart, and mean it, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sin. It would be one thing if we could say, I was a poor, miserable sinner, but now I'm a Christian. But with the Apostle Paul, we need to confess that right now, as we are those poor, miserable wretches. And until we come to grips with that, until this young lady comes to grips with the fact that she is, there's a spiritual danger, because if we do not recognize our sin, how can we, as Jesus points out, know that we need a Savior and come to Him who offered Himself perfectly for us in His life and in His death? It is only by the grace of God that we can even confess, I, a poor, miserable, wretched sinner, come to you, and not be totally depressed. We might wonder if Paul was being melodramatic here and trying to get our attention, but he's stating the truth of God's word, that we are both saint and sinner at one and the same time. We only have two choices in life. Either we're all sinner and no saint, and then we're lost, or we're saint and sinner. We don't have the option of being just saint. If we were all saint, we wouldn't have to confess, "I, a poor, wretched sinner." We wouldn't have to say with Paul in Romans 7:19, "What I do is not the good I want to do." No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Our choice of being saint only is reserved for eternal life, for God's wonderful eternal kingdom in heaven. But now our choices are sinner totally lost or sinner saint in a battle. It's sort of like this. We don't want to fight that war on Islamic terrorists, but the option of not fighting the war is also not a good one. And so we don't like being involved in this battle as God's people with our flesh, but the option is to not have a battle and be lost, because when the battle is over, we have lost to Satan. We are eternally lost. Before Paul experienced God's grace in Christ and knew himself through the law of God to be really a wretched sinner, he felt pretty good about himself. He said, "I was a Hebrew of Hebrews." But then he felt the full weight of God's law that says, "You shall not covet. You shall not have in your heart any evil desire. And if you do, you are lost." But through the gospel, then he came to know that his Lord Jesus Christ delivered him from all those things, the evil desires and the actions. And he could confess from his heart, and even with joy, "I am a wretched sinner," because he could also say, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is my Savior from sin. There is now, therefore, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." That was his hope and ours. In a sense, Paul had a dual personality. Robert Louis Stevenson, besides writing Treasure Island, wrote The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and we know the London lawyer who became a little bit concerned that the murders that were being committed by Mr. Hyde had evidence in them that he had seen in Dr. Henry Jekyll's home. And it became very, very apparent that the murders were being committed by this man who was so upright and respectable, but he had taken a potion that singled out his evil nature, Mr. Hyde, that went there and committed these crimes. And finally, Dr. Jekyll committed suicide to avoid any more horror. That would be our fate if we were only wretched sinners and didn't have hope. If Paul had ended this, "Oh, what a wretched man I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" and had no answer. But thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord, that today also all of our sins, every sin in this group of thought, word, and deed, has been placed fully onto the shoulders and into the life of Jesus Christ our Savior. And in return, we receive his perfection as ours. In a way, I'm preaching today to a room full of twice as many people as are actually here. The Jekylls and the Hydes, and the Hyde side of your being and of mine does not like the gospel. It hates Jesus Christ. All that can happen to it is be beaten down by God's law. And that's the sinful nature that is a slave to the law of sin. But there is that new person in Christ, the Jekyll, for sake of comparison, which doesn't need to hear the law at all because it loves to do God's will. It is the new person in Christ that the Holy Spirit raised up in us through word and sacrament. And there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ by faith. All our sins covered by the blood of the Lamb. We are children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. So we are going to honor today here on this stage a group of miserable sinners, wretches, who have to cry out, "Who will deliver me from this body of death?" But we can honor them because they are also God's dear children, for whom Christ lived and died, and in whom God implanted this marvelous Christian faith. They have a new person fighting against that old Adam. And by God's power, they have lived lives in his service. Thanks be to God for his victory in Christ. Amen. And it's not on the little agenda, but let us pray. You can stay seated just briefly for the needs of our chairman of the Board of Regents, Reverend John Molstead, Sr., who lies ill from a recent heart attack. Let us pray. Lord God, we ask you that in love you would look down on your servant. And as you have loved him in Christ before, so love him today. And if it is your good and gracious will, grant to him healing in his body so that he returns to your service here on earth. But we leave him in your wonderful, loving hands and know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Also bless those here today who are receiving honor for their years of service and raise up in them true humility and desire to serve you more still in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And please rise.
To the promised land, I cling to what my Savior taught and trust it whether felt or not.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.
It is typically during this particular Board of Regents meeting that we recognize landmark anniversaries of those who serve the college and the seminary. And we will be doing that here in just a moment. We wanted to couple this also with another recognition of two of our employees who have gone through a real milestone in their lives, and that is to complete the requirements and to successfully defend their PhD dissertations. And so I would ask Dr. Ted Monty and Dr. Jen Wozmek to please rise and to acknowledge their successful completion of the degrees. I was going to read your titles of the dissertation, but I thought that would just be too scary for everybody. So, but at this time, we'd like to recognize those employees who have contributed significant service to Bethany Lutheran College. Every year, we've done this for many, many years, and it's always amazing to me the continuity that we have on this campus, and this year is no exception. The one difference is that 10 years ago, we started offering the baccalaureate program, and so we'll see a larger number of employees with 10 or more years of service here at Bethany. If you take this group collectively and look at the amount of service that they've given to the college and the seminary, It's over 350 years of service. That's staggering by any measurement. And it really speaks to the dedication of the men and women who work here at Bethany. And it's not just a matter of work, it's a real labor of love for them. And that's expressed in this continuity that we see from year to year in this gigantic surge we see in the people that were taken on 10 years ago and that continue to stay with us as well as the others. So today we will recognize these people first with a very fine certificate, which states the following. Bethany Lutheran College, Mankato, Minnesota, in grateful recognition for service to Christ and His church, Bethany Lutheran College presents this token of appreciation with a prayer of thanksgiving to, and then the name of the individual in their current position, who has served Bethany for the past X number of years, presented this day, the 9th of February, 2009. And then it's signed by James Miner, a member from the Board of Regents. For the recipients, probably the more important piece of what's here is there's also a monetary award that's connected to this. And so both of those will be given to each of the individuals. Since we have quite a few, I'm not going to make any comments about anybody. We'll ask them to come on up. And I've asked Reverend Hunter Cook to help to distribute these. And so as people come up, we ask you to remain here. And then we get everybody up here collectively. We'll give them a round of applause. We'll ask the group to stay here for a photo. And while that's happening, we would invite you to join us over in the YFAC for a reception for both our freshly minted PhDs and for this group here. So the very first one I do have to say something about. This is for an individual who has served here for 30 years. It's Mr. Greg Costello, but he's not here today. He's in Cancun. So I'm kind of wondering what we really ought to be doing with this. But anyways, so and so if you would come on up. I think he's the only one in Cancun today. So Professor Dennis Marzoff, music, 25 years. Mr. Art Westfall, Chief Advancement Officer, 25 years. Mrs. Kathy Forsberg, Assistant Librarian, 20 years. Mrs. Julie Stelter, Cashier, Accounts Receivable, 20 years. Professor Ramona Zier, English and Communication, 15 years. Mr. Mike Fletcher, Superintendent of Buildings, 15 years. Mr. Rick Jedlow, Head Coach, Men's Basketball and Men and Women's Golf, 15 years. Mr. Dan Johnson, Head Groundskeeper, 15 years. Mr. Ted Marzinski, Manager of Network Systems, 15 years. Professor Andrew Overn, Art, 15 years. Mr. Brian Strom, Head Housekeeper, 15 years. You guys are going to have to start doubling up here pretty soon, huh? Mrs. Joni Bodie, Assistant to the Registrar, 10 years. Mrs. Paulette Ton Booker, Manager of Employee Relations, 10 years. Dr. John Bubel, History, 10 years. Mr. John Geisfield, Housekeeping Technician, 10 years. Professor Lars Johnson, English and Communication, 10 years. Dr. Matthew Custer, Biology, 10 years. Dr. Angela Morella, Communication, 10 years. Dr. Jonas Nissen, communication, 10 years. Dr. Matthew Reel, chemistry, 10 years. Mrs. Lisa Schubert, manager of administrative computing, 10 years. Mr. Eric Wagsness, maintenance technician, 10 years. Mr. John Winch, maintenance technician and chief boiler operator, 10 years. And last but not least, Mr. Jeffrey Young, director of financial aid. Please join me in recognizing this fine group. And as I mentioned earlier, please join us for a reception immediately following over in the Fine Arts Building. Thank you. Okay, you gotta stay.